The Football Sack.
G'day, it's time for the Football Sack podcast, The Sack on Sunday. Welcome. Welcome also to the show, Supernova.
Hello, hello.
Rochek over there in the corner.
Yes, good morning, boys. Good to be here.
And to all our listeners, all five of them.
All g'day. Five. Hello.
We're more than five.
Sure. Yeah.
Do we?
Are you sure? I'm not releasing numbers.
We're not releasing numbers?
Just before we started the show, recording the podcast, yourself, Rochek, you were having a bit of a sing-song.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us your best Barbra Streisand, the Football Sack impersonation?
Wait, I'll lead you in.
The Football Sack.
That was hopeless.
That was horrible.
No, I wasn't doing Barbra Streisand. I was doing Everyday People Every Day by Arrested Development.
But you were in your own mind.
I know.
It's Football Sack podcast time, mate. Get into Barbra Streisand, the Football Sack.
I want to sing whatever I want to sing. And for the moment, that's People Every Day by Arrested Development. So if at some point we're talking
you're
football...
Off. Bring his mic down.
Yeah, okay, I'm out. Sub. Ref, sub.
Go and grab some oranges for us.
Yeah. Get the water. Get the Gatorade ready.
It is The Sack on Sunday. Welcome to the show. If you're listening for the first time, thank you for joining us. I hope you enjoy the Football Sack podcast. There is also a Friday show that comes out conveniently on Friday, so you should also listen to that if you only listen
so
to
us. So a Friday show happens on a Friday.
Isn't that interesting?
Whoa! We're called...
Groundbreaking.
That is crazy.
Possibly we shouldn't have named our shows after days, just in case we switch days.
Yeah.
We can always change the name of the show, can't we?
So it'll be The Sack on Sunday on Monday.
The Football Sack on Friday. Friday Football Sack.
Let us begin the football talk. The A-League preseason is well underway. It has been for several months. We're kind of getting over it.
Mm.
But teams are finally starting to, play some football. Some aren't playing some football, Sydney FC.
Yeah, well, they had a crack and they lost to Sydney Olympic. And there's no shame in that. They're the New South Wales Premier League champs, or at least Premier League league winners, and the finals are currently in progress. But, yeah, they lost 1-0 at Belmore Sports Ground.
Yeah, Saturday night, 1-0 loss. The goal scorer, isn't this interesting? Now, I'm quite passionate about this because Alex Smith got the goal, and he was just dismissed from Gold Coast United.
Mm.
Quite well in a bit of media, got a bit of media, and... he came back just for this game, or for the final series for Sydney Olympic. Alex Smith is Sydney Olympic's main goal scorer. He scored, I think, about 10 goals this season.
An American.
At least. He's American.
Mm.
Yeah.
We won't hold that against him.
No.
We did a story on him earlier this year because he'd moved to Gold Coast, and we were doing a bit of interviews with all new players to clubs, so check them out if you haven't had a look at them already. But he's come back. He's been dismissed by Gold Coast, and he's come back to Sydney Olympic in fine form.
Oh, sure. And the goal is scored, by all accounts, 30 metres out. He also hit the post in the first half.
Yeah.
And it is a message that he wants to send, and the message is there. The talent in the New South Wales Premier League is good and up to the A-League standard because they've just beaten a club that has a very fine A-League history.
It means a lot to them, doesn't it, Sydney Olympic?
Absolutely it does. And it was also in the new stand at Belmore Sports Ground that they've just... Well, it's not new. It's an old stand, but they've just refurbished it. And it's a beautiful ground. It really is a beautiful ground. I want to see more football there.
Most definitely. And that match was called the Battle of Sydney.
And
it really was a battle.
On the line was the Brett Emerton Trophy. But who wasn't present?
Brett Emerton.
Yeah. What do you make of that?
Well, rumour has it he's selling his house, isn't he, Pete?
Something like that. Well, he's back next week, so we look forward to his triumphant return to Australia, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's a former Sydney Olympic old boy, and also one of the other alumni was Nick Carl on the night, and, not such a happy return, losing 1-0, but, you know.
Well, Nick Carl got plenty of stick in that game. Every time he touched the ball, the old Greek guys in front of me would go, boo! And all I would actually hear is just...
You really love those sound effects.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Just the cheers. Yeah. I do believe we've got a whole range
now this,
of sound effects.
Now, this is also known as the Harry Kuehl cheer.
This is the Harry Kuehl cheer?
At Sydney Games.
Yeah.
No, it's there's been a few other A-League games, hasn't there?
A-League pre-season games.
Pre-season games. There's been Perth 6-1 over WA All Flags State League champs, Balcatta.
Bit of a mouthful there.
Yeah.
And this is the result that you should have seen
at
Sydney.
Yeah.
Or, well, you would expect
really?
More so. Well, you would expect
you
for A-League clubs to be giving...
6-1 would be a big result against the New South Wales Premier League champs.
Yeah.
I mean, but maybe a win. Maybe a win.
And perhaps it says something about the quality of the competition over in the All Flags.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, Perth Glory haven't been a great side in recent times, and they've made some big signings. Shane Smeltz, Liam Miller, who absolutely tore it apart last night, and Tommy Amphlett, who's a youngster, and he bagged himself a goal and an assist. So 6-1, big result.
I'd like to get Neil Sherwin on the line at some point. Mm. Not today, but
I'll call him right now, our
Perth Glory correspondent for the Football Sack, to find out how Liam Miller is fitting into the side and how Perth Glory is lining up for the season ahead.
Well, from my reports, he's fitting in really well. I've spoken to Dave Mitchell. He's been at a couple of Sutherland games.
Right on.
Dave Mitchell has said that the season's looking good, that they're going to be playing, 4-4-2 formation this season, or most likely they're going to be changing it to a 4-2-3-1. But it's going to be known as a 4-4-2, even though it isn't, Shane Smeltz as the lone striker.
Did you see their promotional campaign? Because this week we've had the We Are Football campaign come out. And if you're a football fan, which you probably are listening to the Football Sack podcast, you found out that We Are Football is the slogan of this season's A-League.
Oh, yeah, we're going to play.
We got it right here.
Okay, right I'll lower my voice.
It's not a metal song. It's the A-League commercial teaser. We Are Football. Lots of images of people jumping up and down in terraces, and
as well as players who don't actually play in their teams anymore. So you've got Adelaide United's Travis Dodd there, and he's now in a Perth Glory jersey.
There's a lot of it's all in grey, black and white,
which has copped a lot of criticism.
But the reason for it, I believe, is that there would be if it wasn't. It would be all orange. It would be all grand final.
Yeah, Brisbane Roar, wouldn't it?
Of the crowd.
Yeah.
Now, there was actually a funny bit at the beginning. It's where Melbourne Heart fans are being carried up the stairs, basically, and they're meant to be all cheering on together. Now, they were actually being ushered by the police. Now, that bit there is quite funny.
Those heavy-handed bloody Victorian police.
And on the Friday show, the boys were pointing out that a couple of these little bits that they've taken from games are actually illegal, or not illegal, but Ronaldo there got a yellow card for taking his shirt off there. And I think they were saying that he got sent off in that match.
Yeah, I mean, that he did get sent off after taking that. I remember doing the match report for that game on the Football Sack, And he scored that goal. It was a cracking goal. He took his shirt off, got a yellow card, and then he had a little indiscretion, and then they lost the game because of that. No, they didn't, but they drew the game, I think, because it was Brisbane Roar. They never lost that season.
Yeah. Well, they did, but very early on.
Yeah.
Let's get our facts right. So yes. I got a bit of criticism last week. Wrote an article. I thought I was being funny. I wrote that Sydney FC may make the finals, or at least not get relegated. And I thought, oh, that's funny. People laugh at that.
There's no relegation in the A-League, you idiot.
Well, that's what I got back. Oh, I'm like, guys, if you listen to the show and you read
if
the football
If you watch
site,
our show, that's a bit scary.
And stay tuned.
We don't know where the cameras are.
They're there.
You're on candid camera.
I thought we had some smarter listeners than that, smarter readers.
Rare, isn't that? Oh, don't insult our readership.
Our listenership, they're the 100%.
Yeah. It's the readership we're concerned readership. About.
No, we don't want to upset those five people who still listen to our podcast. Now, I think we've dropped down to 4 now. Let's talk about some other results, okay? That's how it's going to work here.
It's a results show, guys.
Yeah, Adelaide United, 0-0 against Gold Coast. Now, Gold Coast have been playing a couple of games against A-League quality teams and been doing okay, despite their side being...
Victory.
Mainly of Gold Coast, State youth. League and youth players, yeah.
The story there, they got two refugees and they naturalized them or got them passports or able to play, okay from the FFA. So they're really scraping.
Well, they're not scraping the barrel. They're recruiting from everywhere and they're doing it on the cheap. It's a massive change for them because they were the club that were getting flown around in Clive Palmer's jet. They were the club
they still
that
are. The jet's still there, apparently.
Yeah. But they were the club that had Jason Kolina. They had the club that had Jitte, but at the very inception of them, Jitte was a year later, but they were the club that was supposed to be the bling club. Now they're the cost-cutting club. Big change of fortune, but they beat Melbourne Victory a few weeks ago. So, all to look forward to.
The jerseys aren't that badly designed either. If you look at them, I think it's Tissa who is doing their jerseys, and they aren't too bad in comparison to
some of the jerseys that have been poorly designed, maybe not designed, but made Melbourne Victory's jerseys.
Because
they've started to be recalled, have they?
The advertising on the front of the jersey, the Attico advertising, has started falling off.
Oh, gosh.
No joke. So people are complaining about the quality of those jerseys, as well as a lot of people complaining about the quality of Sydney FC's jerseys,
right,
that they feel very light and cheap,
right,
which is not good, especially when you're spending $120 on a jersey. Now, if you think about it, English Premier League teams or Scottish teams, if you want a jersey, it's around about $75 Aussie when you're buying it over there.
That's just because of the current exchange rate. A few years ago, it was still $100 when the exchange rate was...
Yeah, but okay, if you think about it, if we go to Rebel right now and we buy a jersey, we're going to be paying $130 for it. Now, why are we paying so much more? But the quality is a lot better, though.
Yeah, that's something you see when you go and you buy the big clubs' jerseys. There's a lot of design elements to it. There's mesh. There's like crazy weaves.
We want some mesh.
The material feels really, really good in the hand.
I haven't physically seen the jerseys yet. Pete, are they mesh? Is there mesh there? I'm asking the big question.
Do you like mesh? No, it isn't very mesh material. It just feels like a cheap jersey, which is really disappointing. But you look at Adelaide United's kit, which is done by Errol. Now, that is a beautiful jersey. It is so well done.
Yeah.
The keeper jersey is a bit odd, but it's fluoro blue.
Yeah.
But at least it's better than Central Coast's keeper jerseys for Justin Pashfield, who has either lime green or fluoro pink.
Why are you talking about Central Coast? How did they go in their preseason?
3-0 win over Bankstown City.
Because there was a Bankstown. Were you there?
Yes, I was.
You were?
I go to every game. Come on.
Can you give us a bit of a rundown?
Quick 30-second rundown.
Analysis.
Well, look, Central Coast have been playing some beautiful football lately. They just cruised it. They basically just sat there in first gear the entire game. Bankstown City decided they were going to rush the football. And that was a stupid mistake.
Plays in Central Coast. Exactly right.
Now,
the
field is probably the biggest field in the Sydney region because it's so wide. And Bankstown just play with absolutely no wit. And it's
at their
annoying.
Home ground. Yeah.
It's so annoying. And then you look at Central Coast, they just played with Oli Bozanic on one side, and on the other they had Troy Hefield. Now, right behind the strikers, Adrian Pellegrino, those guys just ran the show.
Yeah.
Michael Baird, Matt Simon up front, too easy for them.
I'm excited to see Central Coast this year. You know, we saw them against Celtic, and again, I'm going to say it again one more time because I've been saying it everywhere, and anyone who'll listen to me, they're my pick for the A-League champs.
Yeah, and stay tuned because we've got an article coming up that Scotty Condon is putting together,
awesome.
Our Melbourne correspondent. I'm sure you guys have got the email,
Crystal ball predictions.
I haven't responded. Yeah, crystal ball predictions for the A-League. So we did it last year.
Yep.
I think we did it for the finals, like the new year predictions. So we'll do it again for the start of the year. So stay tuned for that. That's about all the preseason friendlies for the week.
Are
the Jets playing as well? Have they done anything good lately?
Nah, Jets are doing nothing.
There's an issue with the Jets, though. Jason Collina's knee. Yeah. It's not a good look. He had it operated on, and he's come back, and he's feeling some pinching. I tried to get a bit out of Adam Waterson, who's on Twitter, and he's their strength and conditioning coach. Someone who actually used to play in the league that I play in. We've got our grand final. It's just a small matter that's happening.
Bit of a plug.
Stop talking about it.
We're going to win. We're going to hold a trophy up. We're going to play Champions League. We're going to play in the FFA Cup. It's going to be great. I tried to get a little bit out of him, but it's all pretty hush-hush in Newcastle. It doesn't look good for Jason Collina this season, which is a real shame.
Yeah, that's for sure. And I haven't even seen Branko Cilena walking around the fields lately because normally I would see him at State League games. I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks, so I'm not too sure. Yeah, if he's staying home looking after the son, well, kudos, Dad, but if he isn't...
The beck and call of Jason Cilena. At his bedside, just bringing him... I'm sure
chicken noodle soup
has one of those bells.
Yeah, yeah. He's an invalid now.
Hey, Dad, even though we pronounce our names differently, can you get me some ice cream?
I was like, all right, I'll get you some ice cream. What flavour, son? Vanilla.
Vanilla? How boring.
Yeah.
Can I have sprinkles?
Yeah.
Vanilla? That would be plain. You should have picked, like, strawberry. No, that's still plain.
Strawberry? It's
what ice cream flavour would Jason Collina... Eight.
That's going to be our question of the week.
Yeah,
can you put that on Twitter now?
Yes, I can.
What is Jason Collina's ice cream?
Yeah, what is Jason Collina's ice cream of choice?
We've got no reason to know the answer. We've got to put it.
We could ask him at some point during the season.
Yeah,
we'll find out. We'll do this. This is good. We will find out for you. If you let us know, we'll give a shout out to the winner who picks the right flavor.
I'm going
to
go peppermint. It's just left field.
Peppermint.
I did say vanilla first.
Yeah, but
I was hounded down.
I am going to go strawberry.
I'm going to say mint Oreo.
Mint Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
Specific.
Very
highly specific.
There you go.
He's definitely the North Queensland Fury supporter.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Big questions. Yeah.
Socceroos, boys, beat Saudi Arabia. They went all right.
I ate them for breakfast, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
In front of their home crowd. 3-1 in Dammam. 40 degrees. Fantastic result.
Now, one thing I was happy about, no Vinny DiGrella, which meant that players actually had the opportunity to wear their ice vests, which was assigned to them, because when Vinny DiGrella does play in these hot conditions, he just steals everyone else's.
He wears 15 ice vests.
Yes, he does.
Standout player for you, Rochek?
For me, I'd have to go with Brett Holman, closely followed by Luke Wilkshire.
I was going to say, you also like...
Yeah.
Do you say that he is the next captain?
He's captaincy material. Maybe Brett Holman's also in with a shout. Mm-hmm. When the golden generation moves on, and let's not cast aspersions, Schwartz will be there for a while, probably Kuehl will be there for a while, although Holger has a change agenda. Holman unlocked the defence on a couple of occasions and resulted in goals. The second goal was a bit of a goalkeeping blunder. Probably won't focus on that too much. But the pass that really, the goalkeeper, Taibbi, knocked it forward directly to Josh Kennedy. Kennedy exchanged a pass with Holman. Holman took them to a one-on-one situation, cut back inside, and Kennedy finished really, really well. But Holman was the architect. And then Wilkshire's cross to Holman was also beautiful. And Wilkshire, against Wales, was a star player. He hit the post from about 150 metres, and it was a beautiful moment. And we've seen Wilkshire put those big crosses in the big games, as Uzbekistan qualifier and Tashkent, where he knocked it to Scotty Chipperfield.
How old are those two?
Wilkshire? 29, 30, I think.
Yeah, he's about that.
Yeah. And Holman?
Holman's 28, 29.
Okay, yeah. So they've still got...
Yeah. Oh, they've got
years. They're in their prime right now.
Rumour is Luke Wilkshire will be on his way to the English Premier League during the January transfer window. Mm. Bolton and Tottenham are the names that I've heard.
Tottenham would be awesome.
Yep, they are the names that I've heard being whispered.
Wow. Well, I'd love to see him in Tottenham. Tottenham would be awesome.
It would be typical of Harry Redknapp to do his Wheel of Dealers.
Yeah, he does love a bit of a transfer session, like the late market deal.
Yeah, well, look, I'm just throwing it out there. David Beckham is rumoured to be on his way to either Tottenham or to Queen's Park Rangers.
Wow.
It is apparent that his kids have joined a school in London, which isn't too far from either stadium. Mm-hmm. So
they are in London.
I know, but the stadiums are... Exactly, closest in the world. So London's a fairly big place.
That's pretty reasonably sized.
Yeah, well, I've walked around it.
Just quickly, Beckham's a Tottenham fan.
Yes, he is.
He grew up being a Tottenham fan. His father's a massive Tottenham fan, and he actually signed with Manchester United because Sir Alex showed interest in him, and he actually came to watch him play. It's a great story. It's in his book. Read it. I have no connection to it. Why am I selling it? But
I've got a cousin who's a Tottenham fan.
Yeah. So, look, stories are matching up left, right, and so it makes sense.
You're listening to The Sack on Sunday. You're here with Matt, Pete, and Rochek.
For the latest news, opinion, match reports, and for more on the A-League, head to our website at thefootballsack.com.
What a good website that is.
Is it really?
I've heard.
Really?
Yeah, thefootballsack.com.
Really?
That beautiful lady is talking about.
Yeah.
Cool. No, we'll check it out.
We do a bit of writing for them on occasion.
Do we?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, less now, Pete.
Yeah. That's because I'm on the Twitters and on the Facebook
so
much.
You have been doing
that.
A lot of social media recently.
Yes, I have.
Haven't you?
Been kicking goals with the keyboard.
Yeah.
Seriously, Pete, prolific. Prolific is the word I'd use. He's constantly updating and telling us what's going on, and all we do is stand here and repeat what Pete's told us.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's partially true.
Yeah. And FFA are listening and they are watching. I'm putting it out there because I know that all the guys actually do listen to our podcast. Mm. Football New South Wales do. I know as well as Football Victoria. They do listen to our podcast. They do follow our tweets.
Can we follow this by the song, I Have the Power?
We'll find it.
You can bust it in there.
Yeah, bring it in when you can. Talking about having the power, we have the power to give things away as well.
Oh, very skillfully done. Very skillfully done.
That was an awesome show.
You're the playmaker of the podcast here. That was brilliant.
I am the number 10.
Yeah.
Or the number 9.
The false number 9.
Yeah, that's right.
We have something to give away, and it's a beautiful book. It's called One Got Past the Keeper. And now this book, written by a bunch of lads, just friends, got together, some of them were strangers, and they got together to play six-a-side football. From their experience, and during their experience of playing this in this team, they all had babies. They all just had some babies.
No longer was six aside, was it?
And they changed their
name. No, it became 12 aside then.
12 and a half, I think.
Was 12 the, and a half, yeah. Very cool. How can you have half a kid?
Deformities.
That's not nice. Okay, spoilers. That is not nice.
Bring it back to the story.
Yes.
They changed their name to Fertile FC, the name of the team, quite appropriate. And they wrote a book about their experiences, and they thought that this would help men, possibly young guys coming into parenthood, or just anyone who likes their football. Not even if they like football, they can be anyone.
Mm.
It really opens the door into football as well, because it does a bit of explaining about what this game is all about and how good it is in terms of relationships and how it brings people together.
Yeah.
And we have one to give away. So, Stephen.
Dude, I didn't even do the drum roll.
All right, let's do the drum roll. Wait, are many people called Stephen in the whole world.
There are plenty of entries as well. Yeah. So
this could be Steve Waugh.
Stephen who?
Could be Senator Steve Fielding. Old Senator Steve Fielding. Probably not.
Who is it going to be?
Someone called Stephen.
Finish the drum roll. Oh, there it is. Stephen, you've won.
Stephen, you also go by the name Steggles, I believe, on Twitter. So you have won a free copy of One Got Past the Keeper. We will figure out how to get that to you at some point. I think I'll just leave you in charge of that supernova.
Oh, thanks.
We'll tweet that and Steggles will get back to us.
Yeah, great.
So well done, Steggles.
But we have one more to give away.
Ah.
We've got three to give away.
Excellent.
Yeah. So this week's keyword, we've been giving out a secret word each week to give it away. And you need to get this keyword, this secret word, jump on the website, and there's an entry form there to enter the competition.
Cool. So what's the keyword this week?
Secret word?
Parenthood.
Parenthood.
Yes. Because that's what the book's about.
Ah.
Okay, Rosha, can you please use that in a sentence?
There's a certain amount of a need for parenthood at a club like Sydney FC with older players.
Yay! Well done. Now, for those who don't know why I just asked you to use that in a sentence, the first week, fertile. And we said, what can you use it in a sentence? And Matt said, Michael Roshek is very fertile.
That's what his girlfriend just told me.
I prefer virile. Virile. But fertile.
You're fertile.
I've never conceived a child. conceivably, it could happen. And I could be involved in parenthood.
Blimey.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Fantastic.
I have an admission. Oh. To make, because
go on.
Last season, I've got my keys. Here's my keys, and on it is a lanyard. That's a Sydney FC member, 2010,
surprise.
2011. This year, I'm not going to be a member.
You're not going to be a member.
You're not going to be a citizen.
This season. Why? Of all seasons.
You're absolutely kidding. The prices are phenomenal this year.
They are. Well, they are. That is very true. In my situation, I am already going to be in the media box anyway. So last season, Rochek, I was giving my pass to you every week so you could bring a mate along because I was in the press box so I couldn't bring anyone.
And
it just doesn't make sense for me.
Yeah.
I'm hugely disappointed.
It is but my disappointing question, news.
I apologize to everyone listening. And I know.
I got my membership the other week, Pete.
Yep, I've got mine. And I've also looked into getting other someone memberships. Else? Because there are memberships for other A-League clubs that you don't actually go to any games. Like, there's away memberships, like Melbourne Heart have away memberships, which are brilliant. Newcastle Jets has a fantastic membership plan as well.
Sydney's
Perth
got
Glory.
Some interesting...
Yep, Sydney FC.
The
they
Explorer
actually,
membership and the away...
They got all those ideas from Melbourne Heart because that's how Melbourne Heart started last season. So kudos to Scott Munn for that. Fantastic memberships out there. So I'm really disappointed in you, Matt. Shame. All right. Really
give me the Harry Kewell chant.
Where's the boo sound effect?
That's a perfect chant. Opportunity.
Come on, mate.
Oh, where's the sound effects? It's not even going to work.
Boo.
Oh, I do.
There you go.
All right.
I apologize to everyone out there. Hopefully we can get past this little admission of mine.
Probably not.
I was going to keep it secret, but I thought, no, I need to get this off my chest.
Yeah. Well, look, it's an important season for Sydney, and I think that all signs are, despite Matt's chosen direction, all signs are that the improve is there, that Emerton's signing has meant a bit of a fillip for the numbers. So,
Pete. Good.
Yes.
You have a segment that we've brought in for a few. Yes, here we go.
Pete goes supernova.
I like that little intro. Look, I'm going crazy this week because David Beckham is coming back to Australia. Why? Why does he have to come back? It is so pointless and annoying. Yes, he is like the world's favourite footballer, but Seriously, he's been here twice or three times already. No one cares anymore. Really? Why? Why? Okay, look, December 6th is meant to be the day when Melbourne Victory will play against LA Galaxy. And we'll have Landon Donovan as well as Robbie Keane playing. I'd rather see those two guys than David Beckham. Why do we constantly insist on having David Beckham come out? Now, obviously, we're going to sell a few more jerseys for LA Galaxy. That doesn't actually do the A-League any good. Because we're meant to get, what, 56,000 people here just to watch David Beckham play. Now, how many people do you reckon are going to stick around the next week and watch Melbourne Victory play? Now, that's just stupid.
That was Pete Gold's Supernova.
My view on it is that, well, Melbourne will beat them. And when Melbourne beat them, hopefully people start feeling good about A-League clubs. You know, people have this view that the A-League isn't the Premier League and therefore it's rubbish. Well, we're going to beat LA Galaxy again as an Australian club.
Do you think a lot of people felt that way when Central Coast Mariners did Celtic?
The guy in front of us was saying, who are the A-League boys? Who are the A-League boys? Well, clearly you got beat by the A-League boys. I think there is a view out there that A-League quality and, you know, why would you call it the A-League when it's clearly not the best league in the world? And it doesn't make any sense because it's Australia League, for the first thing. But, you know, there is a view amongst the non-footballing community, or perhaps the Euro snobs out there, that the A-League isn't any good. Complete garbage. And I think that every time big clubs or, you know, famous people come here, because, you know, LA Galaxy, they're a big club of America, and the American League's getting good. But we'll beat them again. Well, really, the A-League clubs beat the Premier League, the MLS clubs
when
they come
out. It's not going to be that easy, because looking at how LA Galaxy have performed in recent weeks, they had a 2-0 win over San Jose Earthquake, a 2-0 win against, they had a 2-0 draw with Sporting Kansas City, and then a 1-0 win over Colorado Rapids. Look, they're playing some beautiful football, so it will be a fantastic match. But look, I just don't want to see David Beckham out here again.
Yeah, I think he's had his time over here. That, unfortunately, is all we've got time for.
And we didn't even mention the Mirabella Cup.
We can mention it quickly.
Really quickly. Sure. Northcote City, 2. Melbourne Knights, 0.
And what does that mean for the Twitter wager?
The Twitter wager
has been set up by the Football Sack.
Yep, it was set up. It meant that the loser of the Mirabella Cup has to set their display picture as the winning team's logo for an entire week. So, Melbourne Knights, your logo is now Northcote City.
If you're on Twitter, give them a bit of stick for that, because I would hate to do that.
Exactly right.
I would not ever put my logo as, say, a Melbourne Victory, their emblem.
Wait, you're on Twitter? When did that happen?
At Matthew RT.
Snap. Yep, you never there. Yeah.
It sounds like you miss me on Twitter. We see each other quite regularly in real life. IRL, if you will. Now, this is a Football Sack podcast. The Sack on Sunday. That has been Pete, Matt, and Rochek. Tune in on Friday for the Friday show. They'll be talking all things Socceroos, A-League, bit of EPL as well as Jack Quigley gets on it.
That was the Football Sack podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes to stay up to date with all of the football action across Australia.